Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Joining us today for Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the offices of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Again, I'm Father Greg Parent. I'm happy to be able to celebrate Mass with all of you listening through the radio, watching through the Relevant Radio app, or online at relevantradio.com. Begin with the communion antiphon. Be my protector, O God, a mighty stronghold to save me. For you are my rock, my stronghold. Lead me, guide me, for the sake of your name. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who teach us that you abide in hearts that are just and true, grant that we may be so fashioned by your grace as to become a dwelling pleasing to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. A reading from the letter of St. James. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister has nothing to wear and has no food for the day, and one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm, and eat well, but you do not give them the necessities of the body, what good is it? So also, faith of itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Indeed, someone might say, you have faith and I have works. Demonstrate your faith to me without works, and I will demonstrate my faith to you from my works. You believe that God is one. You do well. Even the demons believe that and tremble. Do you want proof, you ignoramus, that faith without works is useless? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered his son Isaac upon the altar? You see that faith was active along with his works, and faith was completed by the works. Thus, the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. See how a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. For just as a body without a spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed the man who greatly delights in the Lord's commands. Blessed the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commands. His posterity shall be mighty upon the earth. The upright generation shall be blessed.
Blessed the man who greatly delights in the Lord's commands.
Wealth and riches shall be in his house. His generosity shall endure forever. Light shines through the darkness for the upright. He is gracious and merciful and just. Well for the man who is gracious and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. He shall never be moved. The just man shall be in everlasting remembrance. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? What could one give in exchange for his life? Whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this faithless and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels. He also said to them, amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see that the kingdom of God has come in power. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We have an awesome first reading today, and it's not just because we hear one of the apostles use the word ignoramus in a letter, although that's pretty great too. this is an incredibly important letter for us as Catholics. There's the classic debate between faith versus works. And St. James, better than anywhere else, I think, lays out the Catholic Church's teaching on the relationship of our works to faith. The thing we get accused of is saying that as Catholics, we believe we can earn our salvation. And of course, that's not true. There's no way in which that could ever be true. Sin infinitely separated us from God, and it's only the infinite action of God that can redeem us. But just as our free will lost us salvation, so we can only be saved with our free will. God will not violate our free will. That freedom that he gave us, that ability to love him, is something that he treasures and values and will never, ever take away. So even though our actions are not what earn us salvation, Jesus on the cross earns our salvation for us. He redeems us in that way. But what St. James is telling us is being Christian, following Jesus, looks like something. It's not enough to simply say, I believe Jesus, and then act however I want to act. He speaks about it so strongly, right? And this line captures the distinction. This captures the argument, I think, so well. Demonstrate your faith to me without works, and I will demonstrate my faith to you from my works. Okay, they're the result. We're loved by God, and then, as Bishop Ricken puts it, the apostolate of the Christian, the stuff we do, is the necessary overflow of God's love in our heart. We go out because we are loved, but we must go out if we know that we're loved. That is part of what it means to be Christian. This line gave me chills when I read it today. I've never noticed it before. You believe that God is one. You do well. Even the demons believe that and tremble. They know who he is. We see this all the time in the Gospels. We know who you are, Jesus of Nazareth. And he tells them to be quiet. They know who he is, and they choose not to follow him. That option is open to us as well. To know who he is profound, but then to act in such a way as to follow him is necessary. Being Christian looks like something. And it's a mission that is incredible, that is greater than anything we could possibly imagine, that's adventurous and exciting and filled with the love of the Father if we're doing it the right way. It's joyful. It's peaceful. But it's necessary. We must follow him. What does he tell us in the gospel today? If you want to be my disciple, you must deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. That's an action. That means putting everything else in our life at his service so that we can follow him completely, so that we can give him everything that we are. I always tell my school kids this. If you say you play basketball, that means something. There's something that I can know by that fact. That means that you dribble an orange round ball and you shoot it through a hoop, okay? If you tell me I play basketball and then say I throw a brown oblong ball and the guy catches it and runs for a touchdown, guess what? You're not playing basketball. I'm not saying you're a terrible person because of that, but objectively, you're not doing the thing that you think you're doing. Christianity can work the same way. If we believe who God is, that's great. But even the demons do that. They know who he is. But if we believe who God is and then act in a different way, and we don't love our neighbor and we don't follow the commandments of God, we're doing something different. Even if we think we're doing the thing that we say we're doing. That was a lot of things all in the same sentence, but I think it made sense. This is why we trust the church. We know we need to respond to God's love, and the church teaches us how, but we have to trust her completely. She is the vehicle God gave us to drive us to heaven. We're safe in her arms. She teaches us how to respond to God's love. We simply have to have the courage to do so. We now stand and bring our petitions before our Heavenly Father. For Pope Francis and all priests, that they will inspire many vocations to the priesthood and religious life by their own example of fidelity in responding to God's call. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the members of the Church, that we may humbly but confidently bring our needs before God, trusting in His fatherly love for each one of us. We pray to the Lord. For all world leaders, that they will work to protect and defend all human life and our inherent freedoms, furthering peace throughout the world. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For 11 Radio and all Catholic media, that God will continue to bless our mission of evangelization. We pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Jerome Siebers, for whom this Mass is being offered. We pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all of the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Father, please answer these prayers according to your will, for we ask them through Christ our Lord.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness you have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness you have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine, a work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May this oblation, O Lord, we pray, cleanse and renew us, and may it become for those who do your will the source of eternal reward. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For although you have no need of our praise, yet our thanksgiving is itself your gift, since our praise is at nothing to your greatness, but profit us for salvation through Christ our Lord. And so in company with the choirs of angels we praise you, and with joy we proclaim, Holy, 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 Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant Francis our Pope and David our Bishop, the Order of Bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and
forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Lamb of God, may this meaning of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ be eternal life to us to receive it. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, by the will of the Father, and the Holy Spirit, through death, life to the world, free me by this, your most holy body and blood, from all my sins and from every evil. Keep me always faithful to your commandments, and never let me be parted from you. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that all who believe in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. 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 Listening, I invite you to join me in a prayer for spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Let us pray. Having fed upon these heavenly delights, we pray, O Lord, that we may always long for that food by which we truly live, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central, for Mass. Be sure to join Father Rocky tonight on the Family Rosary Across America at 7 p.m. Central. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go and announce the gospel of the Lord. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. O Lady of good health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.